Grace to you and peace from the one in whom we live and move and have our being, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. And then one day, suddenly, Tabitha died. This is how our first reading begins today. We are introduced to Tabitha, and then, just as quickly, she is lost to us, claimed by death. It's tragic and abrupt, and it sends her community into mourning. It's actually this community, through this community, that we come to learn a little bit more about Tabitha. We learn that she seems to have lived among widows and made clothing for them. We learn that this community washed her body and laid her in a room upstairs. And then we learn they took the effort to send for Peter with some sense of expectation and hope. In short, we learn Tabitha was beloved, just as she loved those she lived with and ministered to. In the Greek New Testament, the word disciple appears many times, but it is in reference to Tabitha that it appears for the first and only time in its feminine form. And unlike the many unnamed disciples throughout the Bible, the writer of Acts is careful to identify her not only by her Aramaic name, Tabitha, but also by her Greek name, Dorcas. She is actually named twice. This brief but intimate introduction we are given to her makes her loss hurt all the more. It's a loss not just for us as readers, but for her community of widows. And for them, this loss carries the added punch of being a real and material loss of the skilled ministry of clothing she provided. Biblical writers and prophets throughout the Old and New Testaments proclaim God's love for widows and orphans, for all the most vulnerable members of society. Yet in Tabitha's time under Roman rule, widows, of course, remained incredibly vulnerable and neglected by the Roman power structures. Tabitha, however, saw the needs of God's people in the world, and she shaped her life in response to it. Back then, it required substantial training and skill to make quality clothing. But Tabitha had those skills. She saw where her gifts aligned with the needs of the world, and she recognized her call to provide a real and necessary service for neighbors whom the world at large didn't seem to care much about. Tabitha's story is relevant for our own time, and this week it actually feels especially poignant. You may have heard in France, there was a disciple whose name was Jean Vignier. He was devoted to good works and acts of charity. And last Monday, he died. Jean Vignier was the Geneva-born founder of L'Arche International. Like Tabitha, Vignier saw those lives on the margins of society. L'Arche was founded by Vignier to be a home, an ark, for the intellectually disabled in a world that often despises or tries to hide their presence. Vignier told of how he was initially called to this ministry in 1964 after his priest informed him of two men whose parents had just died. Having now lost their only caregivers, they were about to be institutionalized. Vignier visited the men and in that moment decided to ask if they would want to come live with him. In an interview, he recalled, "I knew it would be an irreversible choice, but I knew it was right." Vignier's home in France became the first L'Arche community, and it became a place where faith and friendship and mutuality could be lived out between people of differing abilities. A place where lifelong support systems could be developed for the benefit of all. And a place where the gifts of people with intellectual disabilities could be made known to the wider world. There are now over 147 L'Arche communities in over 37 different countries around the world. Like the success and growth of the L'Arche communities around the world, the story of the early church in Acts is often full of excitement. The apostles travel from city to city, preaching the good news of Christ's resurrection, often to a great response. Just before the story, Saul has just experienced God's grace and changed his name to Paul. It feels like hundreds of people are beginning to follow Jesus each and every day. But in the midst of this energy and positivity, somehow today we come across a community in mourning. In a post-Easter time of vitality and new life, we once again encounter the enemy of death. With Jesus' resurrection, isn't death supposed to be defeated? How could God let Tabitha die? Possibly these are questions that Tabitha's community are asking. We know from Paul that other churches at this time were. But we also know that her community wasn't ready to give up on God's promises, because we know they send for Peter. They still have hope for the promise of Easter. In the New Testament, miracles are signs. They are demonstrations of power by God that serve as encouragement for the faith. They tell us something about who God is. Is this a God who is for us or not? For Tabitha's community, the question is answered in two simple words. Tabitha, arise. Like Lazarus before her, Tabitha wakes up and breathes again. Tabitha's resurrection is a sign. Yes, God loves Tabitha. She's a beloved child of God. But I think it's a sign of something else, too. It's a sign to the many widows of her community. In this act, God says to them that I love you too, and I will not leave you abandoned. Through my faithful servant Tabitha, raised to new life, I will continue to provide for you with clothing to keep you warm, because you are also my beloved. God's work and ministry among the widows, providing them with clothing and care, does not end with Tabitha's death. We actually see something similar today in the L'Arche communities when, even after Jean Vignier's death, God's work and ministry actively continues on through the hands of others. And here, in God's refusal to abandon these communities, we find a sign for us. In a time when there is so much fear and cause for dread, the ever more dire climate change reports, the news of 1 million species facing imminent extinction, the persistent and substantial decline of the church in Western countries, or the ever-present specter of illness and death. In all of this, we have a sign that God is still more powerful. We have a sign that if God wills for a particular work or ministry to continue, God will provide for it. If our particular witness to Jesus has a place in this world, nothing we can do will stop God from making that witness known. In Tabitha's resurrection, we have a sign that nothing can separate us from God's love, not even death. Ultimately, the story of Tabitha attests to the power of God's good news. Through her and others, the love of Jesus is shown to be uncontainable and radically expansive. This gospel extends to every corner of the earth and surprises the disciples again and again and again with the boundaries it crosses and the people it invites in. Today, God welcomes widows and orphans. God welcomes the intellectually and physically disabled. God welcomes anyone who exists on the lines of what society deems desirable. Outside the lines. Perhaps it is not a coincidence that Tabitha's ministry occurs in Joppa. This is the same city that Jonah set sail from several centuries earlier in order to preach God's word to Jonah's enemies. Or that seemingly random detail at the very end of our story that seems like it has no place. The writer says that Peter leaves Tabitha's now joyful home and begins to stay with a man known as Simon, the tanner. Yet it's with Simon that Peter finally understands that God's grace will show no partiality and that he will be sent beyond his own cultural and religious boundaries to the Gentiles. God's love will always continue to extend beyond what we imagine to be possible. Tabitha and John, faithful disciples, they were filled with new life to serve their neighbors. So I ask, how is God creating new life in you? Where is God calling you to express God's love to a needy world? And how are you responding? For himself, Jean Vigier simply said, "We have to constantly remind ourselves that we are not saviors. We remember that we are only tiny signs among thousands of others that love is possible." Amen.